We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
848 on News Radio WRVA. Gary Hess and I, Jason Roop, are here this morning filling in for John, and quite a regular on the show. I've talked to him before when I filled in. Mike Mayo is here from mike-mayo.com. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Yeah, we've got four new releases in theaters this weekend, and they pretty much, there's a little bit of something for everybody here. And even though they are not the greatest movies of their kind that you've ever seen, I think they're all pretty good. And I would give each one kind of a qualified recommendation for fans of that kind of movie. And the first one is Dr. Sleep. This is, as most people probably know, Stephen King's sequel to The Shining. Most people also probably know that Stephen King was never very happy with the Stanley Kubrick movie version of The Shining. In fact, he wrote another screenplay that was done as a miniseries several years later. But this one, we've got Danny Torrance, going by Dan now, a grown-up kid. The guy who was a kid in the first movie, he's grown up now, and he is played by Ewan McGregor. And as you might expect, somebody with his traumatic childhood, which we see in some flashbacks that recreate moments from the first film, he has had a very tough life, alcoholism, everything else. But he has sort of found a place by working in a hospice in New Hampshire. And he is able to kind of control his psychic abilities. He meets a girl played by Kylie Curran. I've never seen her before, but she's really good, who has even greater powers than he does. At the same time, there's this group of people going around trying to kidnap and kill children with those powers. They're led by Rebecca Ferguson, who's really scary. And that's really kind of all you need to know about the plot. It is not as crazy as recent adaptations of It and It Part 2, but I think it works pretty well. I thought Ewan McGregor did a really good job. It's a long movie, but again, Stephen King fans, this is one for you, and I think you'll really like it a lot.
Yeah, and if you've seen The Shining, you've got a figure that kid's going to have some issues to deal with later down the road. All right.
Yeah, when your dad tries to kill you and all that.
So a little bit more upbeat. Let's go from horror to romantic comedy.
Yeah, Last Christmas. Now, this is one of those movies that I can't say a whole lot about. There's some stuff in it people have been talking about already, but I won't go into that. A long time ago, I had a radio partner, Max Weiss, and she created the character, the manic pixie dream girl, who was kind of this fantasy figure in romantic comedies who would make the hero's life. Everything that was wrong with his life would be turned right when he met this girl. Well, here, it's a manic pixie dream celibate that she's talking about, and that is Henry Golding. He is the guy, the very handsome young guy who was in Crazy Rich Asians. The main character here is Emilia Clarke, and she's a young woman who's having all kinds of personal problems. Her life's a mess, but every time he comes around, things kind of get better, and she doesn't really know why. And she's working. It's a Christmas, of course. She's working as an elf in a department store, and her mean boss, who really cares for her, is Michelle Yeoh. And her mom is played by Emma Thompson. And Emma Thompson, by the way, wrote the script, too. Those two are terrific. I really kind of am more interested in them than in Henry Golding and Emilia Clarke, but that's neither here nor there. That said, this kind of does what you want a romantic comedy to do. I'm not the world's biggest fan of romantic comedies, but I thought this one kind of did well enough. Max, in her review, she writes for Baltimore Magazine. She didn't much care for it, but I would give it cut it a little bit more slack. And it's been a while since we've had one that's been really, really good. Probably Crazy Rich Asians, come to think of it. But I thought this one did okay. Don't pay attention to, don't read any more reviews if you're interested in this. Don't even watch the trailer. Just go see it.
Okay.
And, like it.
And a PG-13 movie, Midway. It's a war drama.
Yeah, this is a kind of a throwback to the old-fashioned war movies of the 50s and 60s, trying to show you how this one big battle took place, big all-star cast. I like what it was trying to do. It's certainly better than Pearl Harbor, the Michael Bay movie from several years ago. What I don't like about this, and this is just me, is that they now have to use the CGI effects for all the big battle scenes, as opposed to real airplanes or that kind of stuff. That, to me, is much more realistic. This has a video game feel to it. That said, it is fairly accurate. There's some live character, some real characters mixed with fictional characters. I thought it did pretty well for what it did. And I went into this with kind of a chip on my shoulder. It was wound up being better than I thought it was going to be.
Mike, in the last few seconds here, this last movie sounds like one we've seen a lot of times. What's the setup and what do you think of it?
Exactly. It's called Playing with Fire. John Cena and a team of firefighters who have to take care of some kids. It's the same thing as formulas, Three Men and a Baby, etc. It's a Nickelodeon production, so parents know there's nothing here that's going to be too offensive for their kids. It's funny. John Cena is very good. He's a big star in the making. Again, best kids movie out there right now.
Thanks so much, Mike. A lot of good options there. One from every genre, I'd say. Mike Mayo with Mike-Mayo.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.